Welcome back. So, hopefully I can make this all make sense and not sound like it's just a crazy rant. Because, you know, maybe, I don't know, I don't think that, I guess what I'm trying to say is, to me, it seems pretty obvious what's going on here. It's curious that, again, so Ilhan Omar's remarks were live streamed by Fox News and posted on CARE's Facebook page, you know, the Council on American Islamic Relations of Greater Los Angeles in Woodland Hills, California. Why? Why did Fox live stream these remarks? And then it was, but you see what I'm saying? See how it kind of, you can't help but think of Vance Packard's hidden persuaders quoting Edward Bernays: newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish purpose, to influence ideas and actions. What is the takeaway? Well, one article, the Washington Times article, you know, just glancing at it. So, you know, we heard her. She says, to me, I say raise hell, make people uncomfortable. Because here's the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen, and frankly, I'm tired of it. Every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it. That is... sort of agitprop-styled rhetoric. And, I mean, to just sort of come right out with it, here's I think, what people were supposed to take away from that. So from the Washington Times article yesterday, her appearance drew a crowd of protesters waving American and Israeli flags, as well as signs with messages like Omar equals hate. Two banners were unfurled outside the balconies of the Hilton, at the Hilton, with messages Ilhan hates Israel and CARE hates Jews. You see how, I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? There's supposed to be this collision. And like I said, if you're sitting in church pews and it was, you know, people coming out of church undoubtedly probably heard about this. Or if they didn't hear it the evening before, you know, and so Ilhan Omar reminds me of Linda Sarsour. Is it much different? You know, the Jerusalem Post is weighing in. People are saying, you know, the Jewish Voice says must watch. Laura Loomer strikes again with banner. I mean, colliding these people groups together in Marxist fashion. The short-term goal, I'm just going to spell it out the way I see it, okay? We'll do that. I don't like to do that. I like to shine a bright light on things and then let us all do our own homework, come to our own conclusions. But this is the way I see it. Short-term goal is, and you see class warfare and that kind of rhetoric, as we've talked about on this broadcast, and recently, you know, callers have mentioned, and we've talked about it at times at length, America is deeply sort of embroiled, you might say, in a feudalist conflict. And again, this is not a new issue. You know, that's the same thing that Jim Trafficant said. There's still that article over at RBN that should get circulated far and wide. Maybe it's not simple enough for the human goldfish, But the title is still, here's the proof. What are you waiting for? Email this to as many people as you can, as quickly as you can. I'll include that in today's archives. So, graphic of the national debt. Remember when, speaking of the national debt, remember when, and inflation, remember when Alan Greenspan said, nah, there's no problem paying the debts because, you know, the Federal Reserve can print as much money as it wants, whenever it wants. What? That raises some questions, doesn't it? At least two in my mind. So in that article at RBN, there's also James Traficant, the bankruptcy of the United States from March 17, 1993, congressional record. And in that speech, he said, unwittingly, America has returned to its pre-American Revolution feudal roots, whereby all land is held by a sovereign and the common people had no rights to hold allodial title to property. Allodial title? No rights to hold allodial title. Problem is more serious than that, and I've mentioned that in Blackstone's commentaries, he mentions that allodial title is subordinate to feudal land holdings, if for no other reason than the law of conflict, so to speak. So this is no small issue. Unwittingly, America has returned to its pre-American Revolution feudal roots, whereby all land is held by a sovereign and the common people had no rights to hold allodial title to property. Once again, we the people are the tenants and sharecroppers renting our own property from a sovereign in the guise of the Federal Reserve Bank. We the people have exchanged one master for another. I had a conversation, I think, over the weekend about how, you know, Tom Selleck talking about AAG and reverse mortgages. I trust him. I think you can too. It's not, you know, I know what you're thinking. I thought the same thing, you know, the feel, felt, found thing. I know how you feel. I felt the same way. Here's what I found. Blah, blah, blah. Bernaysian sales pitch garbage. Tom Selleck saying, you know, it's not about trying to get your home. Oh, I mean, even though the bank gets it in the end, you know, the bank does get it. But the Bible tells us we're supposed to pass an inheritance on to our children and grandchildren. By the way, you got to have children and grandchildren to, you know, pass along an inheritance to them. Which reminds me, have you seen many diaper commercials lately? I've seen one in as long as I can remember if I watch television. I mean, I guess I should qualify that. Have you seen any infant diaper commercials? Because you see plenty for, you know, other crowds, which, you know, and there seems to be a push to normalize diaper wearing for all adults, which is just absolutely bizarre. For innumerable reasons. But, you know, having a conversation about Tom Selleck talking about reverse mortgages, and, you know, I trust AAG. I think you can too. And, you know, the conversation went something like this. You know, I knew somebody who, not I, but, you know, during the conversation, this is what was said. I knew someone who got a reverse mortgage and allowed that person to spend time in their home, you know. And I said, yeah, but the bank got it eventually. Yes. Did the person have children? I asked, and the answer was yes. And so, you know, my question from there was, well, what about, you know, just south of the border, there are still families that have three or four generations living together in a home, two, three, four generations. So why have we, you know, why have we lost sight of that concept in America? That was something that America did too at one point. But we can't stand each other now. You know, parents don't raise their children anymore. Some social engineer does in a classroom, probably unwittingly. Not realizing they're a social engineer, teaching as Bertrand Russell told us that snow is black, and if your parents don't agree with that, well, then they have a morbid taste for eccentricity. by the way, your parents are a nuisance, aren't they? So, you know, we should just not have parents because kids are smart. Just ask Ethan Lindenberger. He'll tell you. So we've lost our way. Anyway, feudalist roots, the conflict system, it is based on feuds. That's why it's called feudal. So obviously this reminds me of John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law, in which he wrote, where do I start? And I've included this in the archives many times. This, along with the, you know, the excerpt from Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles in 1818, those two thoughts go together. I can't, if, you know, if I could impart anything, I don't necessarily want to try to tell someone anything, but if I could emphasize the importance of maybe examining those two excerpts in juxtaposition, I would try to do that. I would advocate maybe just reading both of them, you know, John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law in 1765 and his letter to Hezekiah Niles, and maybe his letters to William Tudor in 1818 as well. And I've emphasized those. What does it mean to be American? If I had to distill it down, I would almost leave it to documents like those to begin one's investigation. John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law and his letter to Hezekiah Niles, February 13, 1818, and his letters, particularly in June of 1818, to William Tudor. And I've talked about those a few times. To me, if we could all just sort of get a hold of that spirit, we would remember. There's so much floating around, so much rhetoric in the echo chamber in America, and none of it sounds like America to me. You know, it's all just a giant cacophony in an echo chamber of feudalism. So like Jim Trafficant said back in 1993, unwittingly America has returned to its pre-American Revolution feudal roots, whereby all land is held by a sovereign and the common people had no rights to hold allodial title to property. Once again, we the people are the tenants and sharecroppers renting our own property from a sovereign in the guise of the Federal Reserve Bank. We the people have exchanged one master for another. And we're encouraged to fight with one another. That's what Ilhan Omar is essentially advocating. Praise hell, how does that work? So similarly, John Adams wrote, and I'll back up a little bit, he wrote in a word, and the promise, the blessing that could come is if we're all spending time studying. But who's reading these days? Who's actually reading, like really reading? In a word, John Adams wrote, let every sluice of knowledge be opened and set a-flowing. The encroachments upon liberty in the reigns of the first James and the first Charles, by turning the general attention of learned men to government, imagine if we had that happening today, are said to have produced the greatest number of consummate statesmen which has ever been seen in any age or nation. That's a bold statement. The encroachments upon liberty, by turning the general attention of learned men to government, are said to have produced the greatest number of consummate statesmen which has ever been seen in any age or nation. If only that could happen in America today. The Brooks, Hamdens, Vanes, Seldens, Miltons, Needhams, Harringtons, Nevilles, Sidneys, Lockes are all said to have owed their eminence in political knowledge to the tyrannies of those reigns. The prospect now before us in America, and I would say it's the same prospect today, ought in the same manner to engage the attention of every man of learning to matters of power and right, that we may to matters of power and right, that we may be neither led nor driven blindfolded to irretrievable destruction. Nothing less than this seems to have been meditated for us by somebody or other in Great Britain. There seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. This, however, must be done by degrees. The first step that is intended seems to be an entire subversion of the whole system of our fathers by the introduction of the canon and feudal law into America. So, you fast forward, Jim Traficant echoed that sentiment in 1993. Wasn't the first, it was a notable moment. And, you know, come forward to over the weekend, and we have these remarks from Ilhan Omar, the latest example. And she is a fomenter of class conflict, I would say. You know? And I don't think that she really understands what she's doing, because she is another one of those constructs. Her political brand is a construct of the Justice Democrats. So who's really running this show? Who's feeding Miss Omar her talking points? Who's feeding Miss Ocasio-Cortez her talking points? Who's feeding Beto O'Rourke and other media darlings their talking points? Why are they getting so much media coverage and attention? Aren't these fair questions? Americans should be asking and thinking critically about this, I think. Because again, when you go back in history, what they're saying echoes what George Bernard Shaw was saying and seems to be following the pattern, again, of Bernays wired together with Edward Mandel House. You know, Bernays's engineering of consent and propaganda coupled with Edward Mandel House's Philip Drew administrator running things from behind the scenes, steering the puppet, and Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And so in feudalist fashion, what you have is the Marxist call for the workers of the world to unite. I said I would get to the point. This is how I see it. Workers of the world unite. You foment conflict, and then as Hayek reminds us in Chapter 2 of the road to serfdom, Marxism is the revolution. Socialism is the termination of the revolution by a deliberate reorganization of society on hierarchical lines and by the imposition of a coercive spiritual power. And there is a progression in that escalation of conflict that leads to Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, and colliding people groups together once and for all. And that's the outline of the Third World War, allegedly, in the most prophetic letter that was never written. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up, until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back. So, you know, to me, one of the big takeaways is, you know, in what it means to be American, it's the spirit of rugged individualism. Well, you know, I'll take care of myself and my own. We'll take care of our own, and you know, if we choose to extend a humanitarian helping hand somewhere, we'll choose to do that. It shouldn't be government mandated. We used to have the church to do that. Apparently no more. I remember around 2008 when the food banks and things were starting to experience shortages, and that meant obviously that people were really in need, and that was as a result of the subprime contagion, so-called. Anyway, think about the influence of someone like Adam Schiff sending a letter to Dr. Evil, Jeff Bezos, and saying, does Amazon, you know, is Amazon violating terms of service by, you know, think about the influence. You're talking about a couple of people, and sure, Amazon's a private company. Facebook is a private company, but you know, we used to be concerned about monopoly. There have been moments where now we seem to have been encouraged to embrace the idea of too big to fail. Ridiculous. What is happening in the society? Who remembers what it means to be an American? One might ask. But I seem to recall these peculiar words somewhere written down. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, here's another truth we hold to be self-evident, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from what? Divine right of kings? Or, you know, fiat, because as I say? No. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And this gets back to why Justice Democrats creating the Ocasio-Cortez brand, AOC, is so important, because it's antithetical to our DNA. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Adam Schiff sending a letter that shuts down. I mean, think about it. You know, Adam Schiff sending a letter that shuts down intelligent discussion on an issue that is literally a matter of life and death. Trying to withhold people's access to valuable information. Not just a person, not just two people corresponding, but a so-called elected representative. It is astonishing. I agree with the calls for Adam Schiff to resign. California is particularly notorious for, you know, goofy ideas and goofy people advancing them. I think, you know, Adam Schiff just looks like a Manchurian candidate to me. I digress. But always has, to me. You see another one of those, not trying to engage in character assassination. I'm not a fan by any stretch of the imagination. He doesn't seem like, I wouldn't call him an American by, you know, some orthodox definition. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, March 25th, 2019. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I think I'll dive back into the... I'll kind of get more specifically into the creation of candidates in a second. So, just looking at, you know, speaking of California and things that come out of California, a couple of things. So, I mean, these are names. Let me just kind of do a couple of things at the same time, maybe. So, listener email from Carol. Interesting. You know, the TPUSA graphic, the states in blue have a smaller population than Los Angeles County. Electoral College ensures that they have the same voice as the coastal elites. So you take that concept and, you know, the states, it's basically... What is that? 43 states? So the rest of the country Doesn't have a voice. If you follow the concept there, the Electoral College ensures that those, you know, the rest of the country has the same voice as the coastal elites, as it's put in the TPUSA, the Turning Point USA graphic. And these are the folks you hear from. So out of California, you know, folks like Dianne Feinstein, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Eric Swalwell. I don't even like mentioning these names. They're offensive. Adam Schiff, Ted Lieu, Maxine Waters. Just crazy, you know. Nancy Pelosi, not a fan. Kamala Harris, not a fan. Feinstein, not a fan. Eric Swalwell, can't stand him. Adam Schiff, same thing. Maxine Waters, cuckoo. I mean, cuckoo. The woman is off her rocker. How these people get elected and reelected is beyond me. You know, what special interests is Adam Schiff serving that he has the kinds of campaign contributions that he has? And for that matter, to whom is he beholden? Anyway, that's sort of a side note, but getting back to Carol's email, so there's that image, and do people understand, I mean, that sort of the confluence of discussion here is, you know, the impetus to get rid of the Electoral College, go to a popular vote, ensures that the vast majority of the country doesn't have a voice, or less of a voice than it already has, or doesn't have, as the case may be. You know what I mean? So you hear from these handful of folks that I just mentioned overwhelmingly more than, you know, their peers, right? We hear more about folks like Dianne Feinstein, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters. Troublemakers, really. Stirring the pot. More often than not. Saying goofy things. And others, you know, same thing. Chuck Schumer and folks like that. You don't ever hear from the heartland of America, do you? From the captured legacy establishment propaganda so-called media? Why is that? What does it mean to be American? I thought we had these founding documents, you know? Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That is an important concept because people are encouraged to vote party line and they do that, and I really believe that concept is used to basically abuse people, the very constituency that elected folks who were really just wolves in sheep's clothing. I wish that these people would be honest. I wish that Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would just come clean, all of them, with the rhetoric that sounds identical. Just come out and tell the people and let them decide for themselves. This is who I am. This is where I came from. This is why I'm afraid to, you know, debate Ben Shapiro or Candace Owens, because I have nothing to talk about, nothing to say. I don't understand the issues. Why not be honest? So let me dive down this rabbit hole a little bit in this segment. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the main subject. But she is a representation of a phenomenon. So, again, you know, you think of this image trying to steer. I mean, this is what's happening. It's different groups, different power groups, basically, vying for control of, in this case, the vast majority of the American public's consciousness and support for politically motivated activities and goals and, you know, so on. And it's just all kinds of machinery and tactics being brought together in these competing efforts to grab American attention and use that to, you know, engineer consent and coerce and manipulate large groups of people unbeknownst to them. And, you know, in, I suppose, Rand Corporation fashion, game theory fashion, try to make it seem like it was their idea all along. No, this is what you want. This was your idea, remember? You voted for this person, and silence is consent. Ignorance is no excuse. You voted and you didn't object, so. So to elect a person and then, well, you know, supposedly, allegedly, elect a person, and then for that one vote to be construed, or I would say conflated, with unbridled consent is another point of error. Significant. You know, what we need to, people need to start asking questions. When was the last time people met with these candidates personally on a, even at a small venue, you know, a breakfast or a luncheon or something where they had an opportunity to talk to this person one-on-one and try to get something other than politispeak, you know, political rhetoric out of this person? Did they know this person prior to election? Who is behind this candidate? But briefly, reviewing the base suspicions. You know, what I would say is, by definition, well, the definition of frontispiece, by the way, is a facade, especially an ornamental one. And last August, Ben Shapiro respectfully invited Ms. Ocasio-Cortez to have a real conversation about the issues, adding, "I'm willing to offer $10,000 to your campaign today for you to come on our Sunday special." It was a respectful invitation. And you could tell there was probably a little bit of chiding, a little bit of, you know, gamesmanship, sportsmanship in it, but I would call it professional and respectful. That's my take. You know, that's my view on it. And it seemed like a great fundraising opportunity, at least to me, not to mention the publicity. She could cross-pollinate, so to speak, and maybe even win some converts, who knows. But she replied in a tweet the following: "Just like catcalling, I don't owe a response to unsolicited requests from men with bad intentions. And also like catcalling, for some reason, they feel entitled to one." That is so far out in left field. I mean, it's not even in the field anymore. Somewhere out in the stratosphere, out in outer space. Clearly not interested in debating, scared. And, you know, you have folks saying that, you know, Republicans are running. Nancy Pelosi, goofballs like Nancy Pelosi. You know, conservatives fear AOC. So Ben Shapiro replied, "Discussion and debate are not bad intentions," quote unquote. Slandering someone as a sexist catcaller without reason or evidence does demonstrate cowardice and bad intent, however. I would have to agree. I think that a lot of times Ben Shapiro is sort of an agent provocateur, if you will, but not always. And I think his point is well founded here. So continuing, similar attempts by Candace Owens, including Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk offering $100,000. He said, "I have backers, you know, who will collectively put up $100,000 to a charity of Ms. Ocasio-Cortez's choosing to bait Candace Owens." And those attempts were likewise rebuffed. Efforts to deflect included the straw man, like I said, that conservatives fear AOC, circulated by folks like Nancy Pelosi. But I wonder what Ms. Ocasio-Cortez could possibly fear. Why wouldn't she just come out and have a conversation with Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and whomever else? Doesn't it seem like an opportunity? What is the reservation or hesitation? Think of the celebrity boost she would undoubtedly achieve were she to debate Ben or Candace. Who knows? She might even win converts. So wouldn't that be enough incentive, or is there perhaps more than here than most people realize? As it turns out, indeed, there is much more, which explains her reluctance. I think entirely explains her reluctance. You know, she's a bartender who her brother actually responded to a casting call by the Justice Democrats. Again, the Mr. Reagan YouTube channel has done the most extensive expose on this that I'm aware of. And there's a part two now. The AOC playlist has all of that. I think there are four videos on it now. AOC part one and AOC part two are the big ones, but there are a couple of others. So Justice Democrats held a casting call. Are they still bragging about it today? Let's see. JusticeDemocrats.com. Yeah, before Alexandria was known as AOC, there was a movement that recruited her to run. Go to JusticeDemocrats.com. You'll see that video on the homepage of JusticeDemocrats.com. Before Alexandria was known as AOC, there was a movement that recruited her to run. Hello, America? It's astonishing. So, by the way, that movement was not local to New York's 14th district. For all you New Yorkers. So the bartender's brother responded to a casting call. The bartender showed up, and now the bartender is a political phenom, young upstart, a media darling. But AOC is a brand, literally, and that brand and several others are a construct of the Justice Democrat movement, if you will. And I dare say that my suspicion is there's more here than even just that. It's not just the Justice Democrats. It takes far more machinery. And so who is behind the Justice Democrats? That's the bigger question, I think. So AOC is a brand, a political construct, a fabrication. Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are merely frontispieces, especially ornamental ones, of the Justice Democrats. That is no exaggeration. Again, I mean, there's evidence right on the homepage of JusticeDemocrats.com, even today. And so for more on this, you know, again, I would say go to the Mr. Reagan AOC playlist. There are only three. There should be four videos in that playlist. So there are three, but the other installment, the most recent, published a few days ago, and I included that in Friday's archive too, I believe, is The Brains Behind AOC Part 2. So The Brains Behind AOC and The Brains Behind AOC Part 2 are essential watching if you're interested in that discussion. We'll be right back.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake?
Welcome back. Let's take a break for a moment and go to the phones and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How much did Mueller's 22-month-long investigation cost?
$35 million,
but... if you look at it a little closer, you might up that to millions, hundreds of millions, even a few billions, because, how do you put a price on ruined careers, ruined lives, and hundreds of thousands of deaths, directly or indirectly caused by the illegal sanctions? That was the whole thing behind this thing about collusion, is
right.
That this government is illegitimate. It was the Russians stole it from the more deserving Hillary, and based on that collusion that this was an illegitimate transition of power, that's where you get people like AOC. I mean, how do you put a price on what we're going to have to pay for having the likes of AOC, come upon our scene. Men with bad intentions. I saw a couple women here in Montana, and they had these T-shirts with the big letters saying, "Not my president." You know, and so you know, at least this whole thing about collusion with Russia was a very good way to basically shoot holes in what Trump was elected to do, drain the swamp, and in improve relationships with Russia. I mean, this was so terrifying to not only the Democrats, but the never-Trumper Republicans, but also the military-industrial complex.
It was interesting how things flipped almost, not even overnight, like immediately. It was a good thing that relations with Russia were about to improve, and then suddenly, oh my gosh, it's the Cold War reboot. What happened? It was instantaneous, wasn't it?
It was instantaneous and far-reaching because, at least 25% of the world's population lives under unilateral U.S. sanctions now. This means people's livelihoods are degraded, and destroyed by, a geopolitical decision based on false and groundless accusations, AOC's AOC's creation and rise, to the head of the news cycle was planned way before, Trump was sworn into office.
Well said. Well said. I hope that we can continue that discussion on the other side of the break. Third hour coming up, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.